the constellation of mitzvot surrounding Amalek, Mechias Amalek primarily, and some reflections on the halachic system, but also sort of what I call the constellation of Mechia, Zechira, and Lo Tishkach as well, of course, and in particular to like deal with the questions of Chovos HaYachid versus Chovos HaTzibur, the Rambam versus the Sefer HaChinuch. I want to try to really take a comprehensive look at this entire sugya. So just to begin, I want to like present five conceptual questions that I think are controlling in terms of this sugya. Here we go. Okay, so number one, everybody can see? Okay. So ma yachas bin parshas vayavo Amalek bishalei bishalach levin parshas zachar bishalei kiseitzei benidon, right? Two parshios in the Torah, bishalach and kiseitzei, end off with the stories of Amalek. And concomitantly, hanim nidcheis taina shal harigas olal v'yonek legamre, the Gemara Masechta Yuma, Vayarev Banachal, we'll read the Haftorah tomorrow, right? Is Shaul's Havamina like completely and utterly rejected? So how do we think about the relationship between Vayavo Amalek and, you know, Parshas Zachor? There's actually an interesting machlokes achronim between the Magen Avraham and some of the later achronim, including the Mishnah Berurah. What about fulfilling Zachor through Vayavo Amalek on Purim morning? You know, this is an issue this year for people who are very limited in terms of, you know, being in a very compromised health position. You know, let's say they can only come to shul once. Can they, you know, be so mechan the Magen Avram? I see Avi's smiling about that. I guess Avi, you know, is deeply versed in these issues. He's a veteran already. You know, round two. You know, for the new Rochelle group, so he, you know, mastered all of these topics. We'll try to get into that. Nikudas hamachlokes. In terms of the mitzvah of mechias Amalek, are we talking about a chovas hayachid? In other words, if Yaakov sacks he's somebody from Amalek, you know, does he have to unsheathe his sword? You know, which we appreciate that he doesn't bring to shear. You know, but you know, Klei Zayin v'Beis HaMedrash. But be that as it may, you know, is it a chovas hayachid, a chovas hatzibur? You know, and in comparison, like, how should we think about the relationship between the Milchames Amalek and Milchames Sheva Amimin, right? Two of the three Milchames Mitzvah, according to the Rambam, in conjunction with Ezra Yisrael Miatzar Sheba. And, you know, how does this connect to the Zman of the Chalos of the Mitzvah and the status of the Melech, you know, in this Milchama? Thirdly, I want to try to pin down what the relationship between Mechias Amalek and Zechiras Amalek is. Okay, I think that's a really interesting relationship. I guess most prominently, right, the famous shita of the Sefer Achinuch, that women are, you know, pturos from Zechiras Amalek because he assumes that Zechira and Mechia are linked. And he also assumes that the women have no role in Mechias Amalek. I think that, you know, the Menchas Chinuch raises any number of questions, but I think there's even more questions that could be presented against such an approach. Likewise, what's the relationship between Mechias Amalek and the Isser of Shechichas Amalek? And then, you know, in terms of the range of acceptable ways of being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, how does that, you know, reflect our total approach in terms of, you know, Milchama and Shalom? So we have, you know, a lot of work to do. Okay, so why don't we jump right in? And let's try to, you know, establish what the, you know, what the parameters are. So, Eitan, if you don't mind, why don't you take us through the first section? I just want to spend 5 or 10 minutes on this issue. So let's read
it.
Okay, and now the parshan in Sefer Tvarim.
Zachor is Asher Asalacha Amalek, Bederach Mitzay Tachem in Mitzrayim, Asher Karacha, Baderach Vaizaneh, Bechot Kol Nechashlim, Acharecha, Ve'ata Aif, Ve'ageya, Ve'lo Yare Elokim, Ve'haya Ve'aniach Hashem Lokacha Lacha Mikol Oye, Ve'acha Misnavi Ba'arts, Asher Hashem Lokacha Nosein Lacha, Nachala Lerishta, Timcha Es Zecher Amalek, Midachas Hashemayim, Lo Tishkach.
Okay, so what we have here is, you know, this is the normative section, Zechira, Mechia, Lo Tishkach. Right, this is where you get that constellation of Amalek-driven mitzvos. But I think there's an important hayara to make in terms of the psukim, right? Because some of the, you know, groundwork in terms of Zechiras Amalek and Mechias Amalek is already been established in the parasha of Bishalach, right? Ksov Zos Zikaron, Zechira, Kimacho Emcha, you know, Ezechar Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim. So maybe one way of, you know, contemplating the relationship between Bishalach and Kiseitze is Kiseitze is, you know, indubitably the normative parasha. But in Bishalach, what we have here is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing that it's a milchama la'Hashem ba'Amalek midor dor. It's a war between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Amalek. And somehow we become, you know, the representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that battle. And this fundamental heyara, I think, is going to have dramatic halachic implications. It may seem like a very theoretical point that we are, you know, Hashem shlichim in terms of carrying out this war against Amalek, but it's really a Kadosh Baruch Hu's battle. But once you make that assumption, we're going to appreciate how this can have a huge impact on the halachic outcome. Okay, so the Ramban addresses the issue, and I think in a way that really supports what we were just trying to say. You know, why is Amalek so stigmatized? So Eitan, go ahead.
V'tam ha'onesh shena nash Amalek yosem ikol ha'amim, v'avor ki kol ha'amim shamu v'yer gizun, u'pil shas edmon u'moav, v'yosh v'eknan namogu mipnei pachar Hashem u'mehadar yo'no, v'amalek ba mirachok, mimerachak k'misgaber al Hashem, u'lichach amar bo v'lo yare elokim.
Right, so Rabban's point is that it was definitely a milchama against Hashem. Right, that's the Shiras Hayam, right? Namogu koyo shekinan, ilei moav, yochazemu ra'ad. You know, all of the expressions of, you know, pachad and yirav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Amalek comes, you know, to assault God. So it's very clearly, kim milchamala Hashem b'Amalek, because Amalek declared war on God, and that's verified by v'lo yare elokim, in terms of the psukim in Kiseitze. Okay. The idea that we should understand these sections of the Torah as integrated with each other is actually, I think, a Beferish Gemara. Go ahead, Eitan. This is the canonization.
Shalchalahem Esther l'chachamim kizvuni l'doros, shalchula halo kasati l'cha shalishim shalishim v'lo ribeim, ad shematu lo mikra kasu batorah k'sov zos zikaron basefer, k'sov zos mashikasu kan uv mishne Torah, zikaron mashikasu b'nevim basefer mashikasu b'megillah. Kitanei, Ksov zos, mashikasov kan zikaron, mashikasov b'mishne Torah, ba'sefer mashikasov anabim, dir Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Elazar omer, ahamodai omer, ksov zos, mashikasov kan, uv mishne Torah, zikaron mashikasov anabim, ba'sefer mashikasov b'megillah.
Right, so what am I interested here in, Eitan, just in terms of extracting a point?
That it seems like the Mishneh Torah is either separate or integrated within the context of the rest of the within the context of the other Arba Chumshei Torah in the context of Esther and Amalek.
Right, so the Peshitta that we end up asking, like the reason that Esther can be considered a Sefer Tanakh is only because we combine the Parsha of Vayavo Amalek and the Parsha of Zachar, right? Kasuv Masha Kasuv Kan of a Mishneh Torah. That's all part of Ksov Zos. We paskin like Rabbi Lazar Modai, and Esther really is a Nichteva Lidoros. Okay, I think that's important. And I think the dialogue between those two Parshios is a very important dialogue, as we're trying to establish the idea that it's a Milchama LaHashem B'Amalek, but then, you know, the mitzvos become our mitzvos. It's not Macho Emcha, it's Timcha. It's not just Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer, but Zachar Eis Asher Asalacha Amalek. Okay, so in any event, just in the interest of time, we're not going to see the next two sources inside. But of course, Shmuel tells Shaul, the first Jewish king, that he's going to Lechi Kisas Amalek, you know, Me'ole Alvad Yonek, Mishor Adzem, Gamal Ad Chamor. So Shaul, you know, registers his displeasure, Vayarev Banachal, Iske Nachal, you know, Im Adam Chata, Behema Machatim, Gdolim Chatu, Ketanim Machatu. You know, what was the terrible chait, you know, that the children committed. And, you know, the response is, Al titza the karbev. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to do it. Even it defies, you know, normally what we would think is appropriate. you know, Alti Tzadik Harbe, you can't be more righteous than Hashem. And, you know, HaShofet Kol Haaretz L'Yaseh Mishpat is a very important marker, as Avraham said, you know, Chalila L'cha Me'asos Kadavar Hazeh L'Hamis Tzadikin Rasha. But ultimately the response, you know, seems to be that Shaul's Taina is completely repudiated. I think that there's much more to the story, as I'll try to elaborate. But let's just, again, walk away from the first section with the clear observation that the war of Hashem against Amalek, V'lo Yarei Elokim, Milchama L'Hashem Amalek, Midor Dor, really becomes our battle. It's our battle to wage war against those who were, you know, Kimiz Gaber L'Hashem, to use the Lashon of the Ramban, which I think is a very important idea. The fact that the origin of the battle was a war against Hashem, I think will open up a very dramatic possibility. Let's move on now to the, you know, fundamental halachic line of inquiry, which is Chovas Hayachid versus Chovas Hatzibur, in terms of Mechias Amalek. And here I think we can prove very dispositively that there's a machlokas between the Chinuch, you know, and the Rambam. Okay, so for this section, why don't we have Ilan Agus, go ahead. Why don't you do the honors?
Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Shalosh Mitzvos Nistavu Yisrael Beknisasan Laharetz Lehamid Lehamelech Lachros Arav Shalamalek Velivnos Lehem Beis HaBechira.
Okay, so in terms of that triad, Chovos HaYachid or Chovos HaTzibur?
HaTzibur.
Okay, good. The Chinuch.
There's a deal, right? Shalosh mitzvos nitzdavu Yisrael.
It clearly relates to the tzibur. Uve'emes.
Ki gam al kol yachid mi Yisrael hazchari mutal achiyuv lehargam leavda min haolam im yesh koach biyadam.
Okay, so the Sefer HaChinuch says, you know, it has like a dual element to it, sort of like Shitas HaRambam, Antaviru Shofar, Bechol Aretzachem, and Shnas HaYovel, that there's a, you know, Bezdin component, and there's a Yachid component. Okay. Very good. So that's the Shita of the Chinuch. There's a dual nature to the Chiyav of Mechias Amalek. It's both a Chovas HaYachid as well as a Chovas HaTzibur. Okay.
Rambam, he's just Sivanu Lihachri Zera Amalek Bilvad Mishar Zera Esav Tzcharim Unekevos Ktanim Ugedoli Vu Amaro Yisale Timcha Zecher Amalek וכבר קדם לנו שלוש מצפוס ניצא בבני ישראל בכניסה סנארץ, למנוס למלך ולבנוס ביס המחירה ולמחוס זרע המלך. ומלחמה זו היא מלחמת מצווה.
Okay. So the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah, להכריז זרע של המלך. Right, the Rambam spells it out the way that you get it in from Sefer Shmuel. The source is Timcha Zecher Amalek. And he just quotes, you know, the section which sort of points in the direction of the Chovas HaTzibur. So, you know, I guess, the, you know, the early, early indications of Chovas HaTzibur. But I think we can prove it pretty dispositively. So we'll just go one mitzvah earlier in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. Okay, so when the Rambam talks about the idea of the, you know, war against the indigenous nations of Canaan, so Ilan, what's the impetus for that? Because they represent
Avodah Zarah.
Right, and Yisodem Harishon, which is interesting in terms of Reishis Goyim Amalek, you know, Amalek attacks the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a certain parallel. But once you, you know, integrate the factor of Kadesh Shelo Nilmod Mikfirasam, would you say that this is necessarily limited to the Tzibur? Or would you say maybe even a Yachid is susceptible as well to the, you know, seduction of Avodah Zarah?
I think a Yachid as well.
Yeah. Okay, so you'd be correct. The Rambam says that in two different places, so let's put it on the record.
Okay, והוא אמר לו שיחי כנשמה, והריגס המצווה ססה כמו שהביארנו בצקוף פיזיין, ומי שעבר ולא הרג מהם והיה אפשר לו להורגו, עבר על מצווה לא ססה.
So it's dispositive in the Sefer HaMitzvos that a person, you know, has violated the law of lo sechaya kol neshama, an individual, if he hasn't, you know, fulfilled his obligation, ki acharim tachrimim, and let this, you know, chivi, prizi, chiti, yivusi, emori, or kanani go. Yeah, igrigashi got going of their own accord. And I think we could even, you know, prove it in a more direct and stronger way from the Yad HaChazaka. So go ahead.
In a melech nocham tchila el milchemes mitzvah. Ve'ezohi milchemes mitzvah, zo milchemes shiva amin. U'milchemes amalik. Ve'ezer as Yisrael miyad tzart sheba alayhem. Ve'achar kach nocham b'milchemes harishus, v'hi ha'milchama shel nocham im shar ha'amim, kedei leharchiv gul Yisrael, leharbos b'gdulaso v'shimo. Mitzvah saseh lehacharim shiva amamim, shenemar hacharim tacharim men. V'chol sheba liyado echad mehen v'lo harago, over v'lo saseh, shenemar lo sechaye kol neshama. V'chvar avad zichra. V'chein mitzvah saseh l'abid zichra amalek, shenemar timcheh zichra amalek, u'mitzvah saseh lizkor tamid ma'asav haraim v'arivaso. כדי לעורר איבסו, שנאמר, זכור איס אשר עשה לך המלאק, מפייש מעולם דו זכור בפה, לא שישכח בלב, שאסר לשכוח איבסו וסינסו.
So more on that later, but by way of striking contrast, Ilan, what am I interested in extracting from this Rambam?
That it seems like it's definitely a chova sayachi, or two dini.
In which case? Let's be very careful.
In a malik.
Well, the Rambam says, "Kol shabali yado echan mehen below harago, over below sase shenem lo sechaya kol neshama." Right, that's confirmation of what he said with respect to the shiva amamin. The Rambam had every opportunity to say that when it comes to Amalek. Did the Rambam say that when it came to Amalek? Is there any parallel?
It's a mitzvah to always remember it.
No. Ah, but that's Zechira. What about Mechia? Right? So clearly, what the Rambam actually is doing here is he's pointing out that you have two different Milchamos mitzvah. One of them has national and personal components, a Chovas HaYachid and a Chovas HaTzibur. But when it comes to Mechia HaSamalek, actually, in terms of the Mechia, that's a pure Chovas HaTzibur. But it's buttressed by a certain kind of scaffolding, namely Zechiras Amalek and the Isser Lo Tishkach, which are clearly Chovos Hayachid. Right, Ilan? So you see what the Rambam has done here? He has a Chovas Hatzibur, which is buttressed and scaffolded by the Chovos Hayachid. Right? Why would you need to have Zechira Tamid, right, if it wasn't for the fact, as the Rambam says, that we have to remember Masav Haravim, excuse me, Varevaso, but that doesn't mean, you know, and again, by contrast, it's striking. The Sefer HaMitzvos, the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam is like extremely consistent on this point, that there is no personal obligation to wage an ongoing battle with Amalek. And that actually comports with the Zman Chalos HaMitzvah. The Ramban takes a position, we don't have to see it inside, and we'll just also mention the Hagos Maimonios as well. Anybody happen to remember the sheet of the Ramban? When does the Ramban think that the mitzvah is activated? Only, not even Bishas, you know, Knisas on the Aretz, but only when there's Eitan?
Melech v'Mikdash?
Yeah.
Just Melech.
Melech, exactly right. What about the Agus Maimonios? Also, only Bimos HaMashiach. Now, let me ask you something. If it's a Chovas HaYachid, does it make sense that there should be a specific national form of government? It's a Chovas HaYachid. If it's a Chovas HaTzibur, it makes a lot of sense that the Tzibur needs to be in a certain formation. The Ramban. Similarly, with Hagos Maimonios, Chovas HaYachid, Shalosh Mitzvos, Nistavu Yisrael, Bishnas Kisnas on the Aretz, the Hagos Maimonios understood that Gemara to be saying that Nistavu Yisrael wasn't miyad b'shas nisas naretz, but once these things play out, right? Minoy melech and binyan beis hamikdash, etc. V'aniach Hashem b'kacha mikol yivacha misaviv timcha ezeichar malik. It's the national component. Okay, so what we've established here is that the mitzvah of mechias amalek for the Rambam is very different than it is for the chinuch. It doesn't have a dual component as the chinuch shita. And the Rambam believed that Milchemesh Sheva Amamin certainly did. That's why he keeps on saying, you know, Misha Sipek Biyadu Lahargam, you know, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. Okay. So, great. Zechira and Mechia. Let's talk about that relationship. So probably the strongest formulation of this, and this could be Gufa, the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah. So the Ramban writes, Ilan, nicely done with that section. So let's have somebody else take this section. Avi, go ahead. Zechira and Mechia. Is Avi's microphone not working? Where's Avi? Where's New Rochelle? There he is. Okay. Ben, Avi, are you... Yes, the Ramban. Hanachon
be'enai. Can you hear me? Sorry, I thought.
No, now we can. Yeah, now we can. Yeah, no, you're loud and clear.
Okay, good. Hanachon be'enai. Shulo mar shulo tishkach mas asalano amalek achanim kol shemam itavas hashemayim nusaber zelavanenu lerusenu lo mar lahem kach asalano harasha lekach nitztavenu limchos hashemam.
Yeah, it's interesting. So both in terms of lo tishkach and in terms of, you know, Zachor, it's the Ramban really puts it in the context of Higat to Levincha, you know, Lishitaso with you know, Vodat Lemanachon Yevanecha with Maimon Har Sinai. Lekach Nitztavinu Limchos Es Shimo, right, and that is why we have, you know, the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. We have to explain to them. So the implication of this Ramban is, remember, like we spend a lot of time talking about Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh Gzeira Doraisa. You know, if you want to take that approach. So this is a really fascinating model on the flip side, that the mitzvah is Mechias HaMalek. We can have diukim like this for the Rambam as well. But the scaffolding which supports it, the Chovos HaYachid that support it, namely Zachor and Los Ishkach, right, those are, you know, you wouldn't call them like Hechsher mitzvos de'oraisa, but they're really for the sake of Mechias HaMalek. Right, once you achieve Mechias HaMalek, so maybe there's no longer any need for Zechira. Ad, the Ramban says, Shenimcha Shmo Mitachas HaShemayim. So this could be Gufa Nekudas Machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah. So the Magen Avraham writes famously, if you hear Vayavo HaMalek, you know, that's, you know, Zechiras HaMalek. What could be, Ein Lecha Zechiras HaMalek Delamizo, to, you know that they came to battle. But the Mishneh Berurah, you know, is mefakbek, and he's not sure that that's really correct. And he says, "Lefiani is daiti." Go ahead, Avi.
Iker dino shel magen Avraham tzarich ion taksiv b'Torah zachor es asher asa v'gomer asher korcha b'derech ma'izanev b'kav v'gomer timcha v'gomer v'akavana shol ishkoach masha asalanu amalek u'nisaper zeh levanenu dorasenu lomar lehem kach asalanu harasha.
Yeah, exactly right. So the Mishneh Berurah says that maybe the whole idea of the kiyum of Zachor is that it has to be explicitly linked to Mechias HaMalek. Right? So maybe Vayavo HaMalek is not good enough. Now you can argue maybe that's also part of Vayavo HaMalek, Kimacho Emcha. But that gets back to the point that I tried to raise at the beginning about the relationship between Bishalach and Kiseitse. So the Mishneh Berurah has an amazing argument. If you really believe that Zechira is for the sake of Mechia, then one should be skeptical of Vayavo HaMalek as a Kiyum Daraisa for Zachor Es Asher Achsal HaMalek. It would be based on the passage in the Ramban. Amazing idea. Okay. Maybe another nafkamina in terms of the idea of Zechira and Mechia being linked. So we just established that Mechia clearly, for the Rambam, is a Chovas HaTzibur. So the Mechaber quotes, go ahead, Avi.
יש אומרים שפרשה זכר, פרשה פרה אדומה, חייבים לקרוסה מדאורייתא. לפיכך, בני היישובים שאין להם מניין צריכים לבוא למקום שיש מניין בשבתות הללו כדי לשמוע פרשיות אלו שהן מדאורייתא. רמה, ואם אי אפשר להם לבוא, מכל מקום יזהר לקרוסם בנגינוסם ובטעמם.
Right, not always possible to get a minyan. Right, we'll see what happens tomorrow with the weather. Okay, you know, for the later readings. So how do we understand this? Like, what is this? The Minchas Chinuch goes on to say he thinks it's a din d'rabbanan, but why in the world would Zechira Samalek require a minyan? If you believe that Mechia Samalek is really a Chovas HaTzibur, and you believe, B, that Zechira is linked to Mechia. So now we can understand, you know, the nature of this perspective. Okay. Okay, very good. Let's try to, you know, go a little bit further. This is now like where the rubber really hits the road, the ultimate, you know, in terms of the formulation of the linkage of Zechira to Mechia, which is, you know, the Chinuch's position that Nashim are Pturos, you know, with respect to Zechira Samalek, because they are not the ones, you know, who are going to participate in Milchama v'nikmas ha'oyiv, lo l'nashim. So, you know, the Minchas Chinuch has all kinds of questions on this. He says, you know, it's not a mitzvah seishen zezman grama. There's also a lav of lo sishkach. So, you know, the burden of proof is certainly on the Chinuch. And number two, you know, what about the fact that women are involved in Milchamos mitzvah, filu chasen mechadra v'kala mechupasa? And thirdly, whoever said that Zechira and Mechia were so deeply related? Maybe Zechira and Mechia, you know, are, you know, independent, like, you know, we talked about for the Magen Avraham. Gam yomar besod Hashem yisali matam achmas anekayin nekama devshik zeres hakasev shenizkor sinasum eizatam v'anachnu in yodim v'afshar ap v'vias mishichenu sheyichras hamalek mikol v'kol v'lo yazeichor lahem. Mikol makom hazechira yatamid mitzvos asei lizkor v'lo lishkoach akarchach tzarchi in the poter nashim mitzvos asei zo. Right? How can we be so sure? Now, it happens to be my opinion that not just based on the Ramban but based on the Rambam himself, that if there's one safe assumption about the Sefer HaChinuch, it's goof at this point, that zechira is a fascinating kind of a mitzvos asei d'oraisa that really exists for the sake of mechia. In the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, you would have thought that he would have ordered it, right, first Zechira Samalek, and then Mechia Samalek. That's the way the Torah orders it, right? But the Rambam actually inverted it. First it's Mechia Samalek, and then Zechira Samalek. And at least one perspective about that is because the telos, the real goal, is Mechia. Zechira just serves those purposes. Just like the Ramban said, that we have to remember it until we destroy them, but not beyond that. Kind of raising an interesting question about mitzvos, you know, in the future. So the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Pei Tes, I think again, if there's a safe assumption here in the Sefer HaChinuch, it's Gufa, the Zechira Mechia, you know, bond. Okay, so the Rambam says, go ahead, Avi, Hishat Sivanu,
Lizkor Masha Asalanu Amalek, Behakdimo Lehera Lanu. Ahani mimam mikayim zachor shete sinaska beficha halo tira shmua hischilo lasos a mitzvah zos ich asa shehu zachor tchila maasei hara v'achar kach tziva laharga.
Yeah, right. So if you look at Pesukim and Sefer Shmuel, the Haftarah that we're going to read tomorrow, where you get this exact impression, matter of fact, that right first Shmuel Zocher for the sake of Mechia. So I think that part of the Chinuch is a safe assumption. There's a lot of else to debate about the Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch covered a lot of the ground, but one point that I always like to make is that even if you're willing to grant the Sefer HaChinuch all of the assumptions, The more that you think that Zechira and Mechia are really linked, the more that, you know, you could have argued, so let the women, help the men remember their obligation to fight against Amalek. Right? It doesn't necessarily have to be that the same people who are, you know, in the propaganda arm of the army are the ones who are actually going to go fight. And also, the Sefer HaChinuch L'Shita, so there's a bit of an inconsistency here, because the Chinuch didn't say, came to Mechias HaMalek, that it was a pure Chovas HaYachid, he says a Chovas HaTzibor as well. So even if you think, you know, that there is a Yachid dimension, which I don't think was the case of the Rambam, so the Sefer HaChinuch should still respect the fact that there is a Chovas HaTzibor here too, and the Chovas HaTzibor component, is a very important component. And the Chovas HaTzibor component reflects, perhaps broader, Shalosh Mitzvos Nitzavu Yisrael, even Le'asuye Nashim. Okay, so in any event, what we have here, in my judgment, is an amazing, maybe sui generis paradigm, where you have a Chovas HaTzibor, Ushitas HaRambam, Mechias HaMalek, which is supported by two Chovos HaYachid, Zechira and then Losishkach. So we've already established how Zechira is Tamid, right? Ilan, you pointed that out. So now let's talk about the relevance of Lo Sishkach, how the Rambam understood it. And then I hope in this last section to be able to really, the coup de grace, let's try to put everything together. Okay.
Sorry,
yeah.
Vizirano, Mishkolach, Masha Asalano, Zara, Malik, Vitimo, Vitimo, Lahazikano, Ukfar, Biranu, Bimitzva, Kufpe Tess, Mimitzvas Ase, Lizkor, Masha Asalano, Malik, Lahadish, Aso, Vichiranak, Misharim, Mehashlik Zem, Libenu, Mishkolach, Oso, Vur Amr is Barak Losishkach, Vesifre Zachor, Vesifre Zachor, Bape, Lok. Lo sishkach balev, kolomar lo sashlich sin aso v'lo sisirenu minafshecha.
Yeah. Minafshecha. Right. So the Rambam has a really interesting shita when it comes to, the iser of lo tishkach. Right. It's not the way that people normally say lo tishkach balev, but how does the Rambam understand lo tishkach balev? Pen yasuru milvavcha. What was the basis of this Rambam? Clearly, I don't think that this is even debatable. Where did the Rambam come up with the idea that the Isser of Lo Tishkach is to actively try to forget? Go ahead, Levi.
The Mishnah in Avos, where it says, someone who is Shukach, Dava Echad, Mishnecho, Chai Vinasho, but then it says, Yacho, Afilu, Tukvel of Mishnecho, Tamilomar, Velo, Pefenisu, Mivavacha. So,
correct. Correct. And that's exactly right. So, point is that the Rambam extrapolated from there that when we talk about, Isurei Shichacha, Pentishkach HaSadvarim, it's a matter of active dissociation. You can't dissociate yourself from Torah, and you can't dissociate yourself as a yachid from this, tzibur-based responsibility of Mechias HaMalek. Okay? So the scaffolding for the Rambam now is absolutely clear. It's come into very clear focus. You have a central Chovas HaTzibur, Shalosh Mitzvos Nitzdavu Yisrael. For the Ramban, that will be triggered by the Melech. For the Gos Maimunios, not even the Melech, Yemos HaMashiach. You have a central Chovas HaTzibur, but it's scaffolded and buttressed by these two Chovos HaYachid. Zechira on the one hand, and Losishkach on the other. There's an obligation, for Jewish people to identify, with, this national mandate. And here's where I'd like to begin to make the suggestion, which I alluded to at the beginning. When I talk about a national mandate, what do I mean? Why is Mechias HaMalek best described as a national mandate? Eitan?
because we're all meant to act as shlidachs on behalf of Hashem as a nation.
Yeah, Eitan, you hit the nail on the head. Beautiful. Ki macho emcha ezecher amalek mitachas hashamayim, right? And then, you know, meidach, you know, timcha ezecher amalek, then it will be our responsibility, right, in terms of mechias amalek. It was basically a war against Hashem, like said the Ramban said, kimizgaber Hashem, but by the time, you know, you get to combining the parashan b'shalach with the parashan Kiseitse. I wasn't the one that came up with that idea. That was Reb Lazar Hamodai who came up with that idea, right? Ksov Zos, Mashakasov Khan of a Mishnah Torah. So it's our national mandate to fight God's war. And we have a Chovas Hayachid to remember, you know, our affiliation with the Tzibor. I think that's a very powerful perspective. Okay, now I think we can really suggest something critical that, you know, might be in some ways very mechudash. Earlier this week happened to mention this in a completely different context, and there was an individual in the shir who was very reactive and said, why haven't I heard this before? It's just really true. So the Rambam says it, Rav Yosef Karo says it, which is the idea that there's actually an alternative mechanism for mechias amalek. Okay, so what am I referring to? Eitan again.
Kabel Sheva Mitzvos and pay a tax.
Yeah. Mas, Abdos, and Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos. The Ravid is not quite clear what the Rambam is saying, even though I always wondered about this Ravid. It seems pretty clear to me what the Rambam is saying. So the Kesef Mishnah has an amazing Heyara. Kesef Mishnah says, whatever happened to the mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek. Right? So the Kesef Mishnah says, they lose their chaloshem amalek. Now, who can point out to me why this is so much more obvious when it comes to the Shiva Amamin, that you could have such a shita for the Rambam? The Rambam was unequivocal that when it came to the Shiva Amamin, Avi?
The whole Shoresh is Avodah Zarah. So if they don't do Avodah Zarah, then it's pretty obvious that you wouldn't have to kill them.
Bingo. So how can you justify this in the context? How do you make sense of it in the context of Amalek? Professor Barinholtz?
What's evil about Amalek is really Yarei Elohim. So I think if they're Yarei Elohim, then it's not going to, they're like outside the claw of Amalek.
Beautifully done. Our responsibilities in Kiseitse are predicated on the Mitzias of Bishalach. Ki yad al keis ka milchama la Hashem Amalek midor dor. You know what the best way, l'shitas HaRambam, to win that battle is? Let them surrender. Let them surrender. Let them surrender. It's no longer a milchama l'Hashem b'Amalek. We don't have a responsibility of timcha zecher Amalek if there's no longer kimacho emcha. Ksov zos, mashakasov kan, uvi mishnah Torah. That's what it means. So, of course, it should be susceptible to their, you know, reversing. V'harehem kibnei noach haksherim. Okay, now, it happens to be that this, you know, sheet of the Rambam, you know, with respect to the ultimate way, the optimal way, what we're hoping for in terms of mechias hamalek, you know, being al yidei kabbalah shavu mitzvos, is, in fact, an instantiation of, Shaul's lament from Yuma Chaf Beis, right? Vayarev Banachal. Why do we have to, you know, do this? Wouldn't it be better, you know, to achieve this via some other mechanism? So actually, that Havamina is Choser V'Neir. But it's also the Rambam L'Shitaso. The idea that the Rambam would have been the architect of an alternative metric with respect to Mechias Amalek, perhaps shouldn't surprise us. Why shouldn't it surprise us? The fact that the Rambam creates the potential for shalom, you know, prior to Muhammad. What about the Rambam that we know? Ben Sion, go ahead. Oh, Ben Sion, we're not hearing you.
We hear me now?
Beautifully.
So the Rambam's doctrine of absolute free choice and absolute bechira, so I guess you can't hold somebody against them, something against somebody if they have bechira to change.
Oh, very good. I actually like that very much. You know, why shouldn't they be able to, you know, cast their lot, you know, in a very different place? Nice. Anybody else in terms of, you know, sort of broadly held views of the Rambam? David?
The Rambam emphasizes shalom a lot.
Yeah, he does, right? That he says that a person who would say that Chilul Shabbos, you know, is privileged over V'chai Bahem is an apikores or a min. It's not a local error, David, right? That's not like a technical mistake. That person is distorting the Torah. That's not like somebody who's paskins that, you know, oh, it's not the Dalad Minim, it's the Chamisha Minim. I'm not saying somebody like who's, you know, Lahachis trying to be, you know, in violation of Baal Tosef. But the Rambam says, Darchei HaTorah halamata, that the Darchei HaTorah are rachim v'chasim v'shalom ba'olam, the Darchei HaTorah are not nekama ba'olam. And along these lines, right, the Rambam, you know, in Hilchos Megillah, v'chanaka says at the end of Hilchos Chanaka, gadol ha'shalom, kol ha'Torah kula nisna laso shalom ba'olam, shenemar, deracha Darchei Noam, v'chol nesivo seha shalom. That's the premise of the entire Torah. So within that framework, the fact that the Rambam was, you know, convinced that there had to be an alternative mechanism for Mechiyas HaMalek, I think is very well grounded in the way that I explained it, meaning it's first and foremost Milchama LaShem BaMalek. The Parshan B'Shalach still really does come first. We, you know, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representatives, then have to fight that battle. Timcha, Ezeichar HaMalek Mitachas HaShemayim. But we don't have to be shlichim, you know, if the battle against Hashem is no longer, you know, being waged. Dehainu, the Sheva Mitzvos. That's what Noam Barinholtz, you know, correctly pointed out from his, you know, vista over there in the country club. Well done. So, you know, of course, you know, when taking these things into account, it's very important for us to have a perspective that, you know, our national responsibility is tied into and responsive to what Amalek themselves are projecting. Let me just conclude with, you know, two more minutes on the constellation of mitzvos here, which I think is really the most powerful idea, and then we'll give Rami the last word. Off the top of my head, and after some reflection, I can't think of another constellation of halachos like this. There's a chovas hatzibur, which is dominant. Timcha zeichra malik. In support of that, we have two chovos hayachid. Zechira and losishkach. Clearly related, but distinct. Right? Zechira v'peh and losishkach. There can't be personal dissociation. From Torah, Jeyeshe Visir Milibo, or Lahashlech Evaso Misinaso Vilibenu. That is not possible. It's not an acceptable, you know, it's not an acceptable thing for an individual to do. So part of what's built in to the Amalek constellation is the idea of the Yachid being Mizdaheh with the Tzibur. Right? The Yachid is called upon to identify. There's a Chovos HaYachid that are the scaffolding around Mechiyas. Maybe Mechiyas HaMalek doesn't go into effect until Yemos HaMashiach. I don't know. Maybe that goes to Maimonides is right. Maybe the Ramban is right. Maybe you need a Melech. But the whole time, the individual Jew is called upon to continuously identify Bein Linyan Zechira, Bein Linyan Losishkach with the Tzibur. And I think that's very powerful, in particular, you know, in light of Esther. Why do I say that? We've been discussing a little bit about Esther, Karka Olam, but the turning point in the Megillah, Levi, you I get in there.
Basically that, like you, how it says, the tzibur, the health of the tzibur is, the health of the tzibur is guaranteed, but that doesn't exempt you from playing a role as a yachid whatsoever.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. And the pasuk that I always, you know, comes to mind for me is right where, you know, Levi, you picked it up. Al tadami v'nafsheich limalei beis hamelech mikol hayudim. Right? Don't think that you as a yachid can possibly dissociate yourself from the tzibur. Moreover, right, when you think about the language that Esther then employs, leich kenos es kol hayudim. Or, later on, when the Jewish people actually fought the battle, Nikalu ha-Yehudim be'arehem. It's a very powerful line, you know, appealing to the notion of a kohal. Bechom dinos ha-melech ha-chashvirosh. And we have that language of, you know, lihi kahel v'la'amod al nafsham, b'torah sakihila. What Esther needed to realize is that the Yachid can never dissociate himself or herself from that reality. Again, more grist for the mill in terms of the Sefer HaChinuch's Ptur Nashim. I don't think so. So again, I think that what's really going on here is that we have this beautiful, elegant constellation of mitzvos. Mechiyas HaMalek, buttressed by perpetual chovos hayachid, highlighted by the Rambam, lahashle chevaso v'sinaso mili beinu. Okay. So on that basis, let's wrap it up right here, and let me take a question from Rami.